Legislative efforts to resolve California's energy crisis have hit a major snag. A proposal to make the state a major buyer of electricity met with stiff resistance from Republican assembly members. They objected to the financing scheme, which they said placed too heavy a burden on rate-paying consumers. Lawmakers debated the bill long past midnight. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The proposal before the Assembly would put the state of California into the business of buying power for the customers of Pacific Gas and Electric and Southern California Edison. The utilities are carrying a multi-billion dollar debt and their credit is ruined. The theory is that the state is credit worthy and can negotiate to buy electricity under long-term contracts at attractive prices. Democratic Assemblyman Fred Keeley sponsored the bill, which he said is the best chance of driving down the price of wholesale electricity.
That will have substantial benefit for California's businesses, for California's residences, for California's small business, for agriculture, for the entire California economy and all of our residents. Failure to do this, members, also subjects our economy and our residences to an enormous risk, a risk which is almost incalculable in terms of its impact, not only in the state of California, but across the United States as well.
Many Republicans agree that the state has no choice but to become a buyer of electricity, but they didn't like the proposal's funding mechanism. The electricity purchases would be paid for with money coming from revenue bonds, about $10 billion worth, and ratepayers would have to pay back that money through their utility bills. Republican Assemblyman Tony Strickland.
Inexperienced government bureaucrats will be buying power from seasoned businessmen who know they have a huge taxpayer-funded piggy bank. For the past few weeks, I've been asking, how much is it going to cost the people of California to keep the lights on? Apparently, it's going to cost them a lot.
The proposal needed two-thirds of the assembly, or 54 votes. It only got 51 votes. The vote broke down roughly along party lines. All Democrats except one were in favor. All Republicans except two voted against the plan. One of the Republicans voting for the proposal was Minority Leader Bill Campbell.
My heart is in absolute agreement with my Republican colleagues. But I, viewing the world from today and from this point and from looking at what we have to try and provide the ratepayers, people who want to keep jobs here in California, I am saying that I personally will vote for this bill because I think it is a bad choice, but not the worst choice.
But having failed to get more Republican support, the measure was rejected. That leaves the status quo in place. California is spending about $45 million a day buying electricity on the spot market. There is general agreement that the state will have to enter the long-term market, but the lawmakers will have to hammer out a new legislative plan. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Sacramento.